right. Today we celebrate moms. Those unsung heroes who are responsible for all of the good things in us. And I just because I was curious, went back and looked up when we started, what was it that started Mother's Day? How did this start? It started back in 1908. A lady named Anna Jarvis, this is from Wikipedia, so I didn't like do a lot of research, but this is what comes up when you, a lady named Anna Jarvis wanted to commemorate her mom and the kind of work that she did. It wasn't actually a formal United States recognized day until Woodrow Wilson did it in the spring of 1914, just before the world went into World War I. But it says that the modern holiday of Mother's Day was first celebrated in 1908 when Anna Jarvis held a memorial for her mother in a Methodist church in West Virginia. That church apparently now still holds a International Mother's Day shrine there. And the campaign was to honor the things that her mom did while she was alive. So basically the first Mother's Day was a dead Mother's Day. It was honoring the mom that was the moms that were dead, and the things that, and she wanted to pass on the work, to continue the work that her mom did, which was helping wounded soldiers. And little did she know she was soon going to have a lot of opportunity to do that, and working with some of the conditions in medical and military hospitals and that sort of thing. So it was started as a commemoration of what her mom, who passed on, has done, and it has become, which I think is a lot more fun, commemoration of all of our moms that are still living and what they do for us. It is common on Mother's Day to talk about, to talk to moms and encourage them in their work as mothers, and talk about how significant and important it is. And I'm going to do that in a way, but what I'm really going to do is talk to all the rest of us, all of us who have moms. And I want to talk about how, why we would honor moms and how we honor moms. So it's kind of the rest of us, but all the moms have moms too. So I guess in that way, it's all of us. But I'm really talking about why would we honor mothers, and then how do we do it? We live in a culture which is kind of averse towards showing honor in general. I don't know if you've noticed, but people, as soon as they're recognized, there's another bunch of people that want to make them look bad. And it's almost a culture that doesn't want to honor people. And so that's why I think this kind of a discussion is really good for all of us to some of us like me who've heard it a lot of times in the past, it's good to remember. Some people may not have heard it or may not have thought of it in context of your own mother. But I just want to talk about these two simple points today. Why would we honor mothers? The first reason is they know who we are, who we really are, or they knew who we really are, and they still loved us anyway. That's worth honoring. They really, really know what we're like, and they really loved us anyway. Moms have a way of looking past mistakes and flaws and faults and problems and finding the really good stuff in us. You know, good friends do that. Moms are the best. They're even better. I have run across a theory that some people have through my years. Some people have this theory that you should always tell people the complete truth about themselves, because that's what they want to know, that's what they need to know to improve themselves. So you should help them to be realistic in their understanding of themselves and to see themselves for what they really are. Okay, I see the good intention of this, but honestly, who wants a friend like that? And even more, who wants a mom like that? Because mom knows lots of stuff. If moms were like that, then we would have given up on life long ago. Moms don't say things like, okay, little Freddie, I know that I'm going to be real honest with you now. You're about the worst reader I have ever heard. And I really don't know how you're going to make it in life. You haven't progressed any since last year to this year, and I don't know how you're ever going to become a proper, productive member of society. That's honest, but moms don't say that. Moms will say instead, now sit down, Freddie. Let's do some reading today. I love to hear it when you read to me. I love to listen to you. You're such a good reader. Moms have a way of calling out what we're going to become, not what we are. That's what good friends do. That's what moms do, and that's worth honoring in moms. They create hope in us by telling us what we're going to become. God does that too. You notice that? God found a shepherd boy and told him he was a king and let him stew in that for, I don't know, 20 years or whatever it was. He has a way of calling out what we're going to become in us, and moms do that. Moms don't say to their growing daughter, you're slouchy, you're gangly, you're stringy-haired, and you can't keep your feet straight and you're awkward. They don't say that, do they? Even though some of it might be true. Instead, they will look into the little girl's eyes and they will say, who maybe her friends have told her all of these other things, she will look into their eyes and she will say, you are a beautiful young lady, and don't let anyone tell you any different. You're going to become an elegant and graceful woman one day, and everyone grows up. You're going to be tall and stunning. They'll say things like, you're already charming, you're sweet and pretty, and don't let any of those unkind friends tell you any different. Because mothers know real beauty starts with what we think about ourselves. And they call out what we're going to become and not just what we are. So it's worth honoring mothers because they know what we are. They love us anyway. And they inspire us to become what we're going to become. They inspire us to bring out the good things in us. We honor mothers because they have given themselves for us. Now, let's face it, from what I hear, giving birth really kind of takes it out of you, from what I've heard. It kind of occupies a significant part of your body for 9 months, and then it nearly kills you for several hours during delivery, and it stings for a while afterwards. And then it makes that 21-year-old figure feel like a long ways away. It does all of those things that they give themselves, but that's just the beginning. It's the beginning of them giving themselves for you. You know, you didn't come with a user's manual when you were born. And you were probably really confusing. I'm sure I was. And so they gave themselves to figure you out. You didn't come with any clothes, any abilities, any food. You didn't even come with any diapers. And so mom had to bring you a long way. If you've ever watched a baby grow up, they take a long time. You know what I mean? They take a long time, and moms give their time. They give their money. They jeopardize their friendships. They give their peace and quiet. They have to find different careers or stop working altogether, which makes you cost a lot of money. Moms usually don't complain. They don't remind you of all of this unless you've been particularly bad. And then when you have been bad, probably all those things she says are true. Moms excel, though, at the mundane. There's no big publicity for being mom. There's no big cash prize. There's no awards. There's no fame for it. They often don't even particularly like their job. I'm not saying that they don't find it fulfilling. I'm saying if you think about finding a career, you think about what would be enjoyable. What would I love getting up in the morning to go and do for a career? Well, motherhood doesn't come that way. It just comes as it comes. And an awful lot of the things involved in motherhood are not the particularly fulfilling kind of jobs in life. How many love doing the laundry? How many love doing the dishes? How many find purpose in life? Is there somebody? Oh, great. find purpose in life in doing the dishes, in preparing meals. I mean, not the fancy gourmet things that are fun and all to do, but just The ordinary family meals, which are really a process of optimizing healthy calories for the least amount of money, just, you know, normal family stuff, it's not really baking show material, but it's important, and it makes our families run. It may not be the thing that they love the most. How many would love mopping or dusting or ironing or picking up other people's dirty clothes and putting them in the clothes basket, or making people's beds, or wiping dirty noses, or cleaning up the mess when someone gets the stomach flu? How many would really like that? It's not necessarily that they like it. They do it. They give themselves day after day in working in the mundane, ordinary stuff. Not necessarily rewarding stuff to do, but they make the ultimate, they do the ultimate, do what it needs to be done job. That's worth honoring them for. That make, and a lot more, makes them worth honoring. So that I don't keep us from the pizza for too long, let me just go on to the next part, which is how we can honor moms. How can we show them honor? Be thankful. First thing we can do is to be thankful. Do you know that to notice what someone's doing for you and then to express your gratitude for it is one of the most sincere ways that you can honor them? I noticed what you did. I'm glad you did it. That was for me. Thanks. It's a very sincere way of honoring them. You know, the Bible teaches us to honor God in this way. See, for example, most of the book of Psalms. It's a set of prayers, which is basically, the theme of it is, God, you made all of this stuff. You did all of this stuff. So I honor you, and I love you, and I commit myself to you. It's an expression of thankfulness for the things that God did for us, for the things that God made for us. It's an expression of honoring him by being thankful for what he did. Being thankful says that I understand the impact of what you did for me. And in other words, I understand that what you did made my life better. I'm blessed by it. I'm blessed by you. I appreciate it, what you did for me. I appreciate you. No, moms don't do it so that they will get our thanks, which is a good thing because we're probably not as good at showing our thanks as we ought to be. They don't do it for the thanks, but it's a good thing to do. And when we do thank them, it encourages them. It encourages them deeply. And it's the first way that I have on the list today of showing them the honor. How can we tell them this thanks? Well, we can tell them informally. You can say things like, thanks, Mom, for dinner. That's easy enough. You can say, thanks for putting away the laundry. Thanks for making the food for my potluck party that I forgot to tell you until this morning. Thanks for putting together the clothes that I needed for my trip. Thanks for helping me with my schoolwork. Thanks for taking me to the party. Thanks for teaching me to cook, teaching me to vacuum or to clean or all that stuff. Thanks for not getting angry with me when I was irritating. You can write it in a card. You can buy them some stuff to make their job easier. Another way of expressing thankfulness is to relieve their load. If it expresses an understanding and a gratefulness, for example, bring in the groceries. Because if they didn't buy all that stuff, moms don't eat anything. Did you notice that? So most of the stuff they bring home from the grocery store is for other people. Unless it's the lettuce stuff and all that other. My way of expressing gratefulness is to bring in the groceries. Because you know that she's going to make good dinners out of it. Let me fold those laundry for you. You probably have other things to do as a way of expressing thankfulness by taking the load away from her. You can express, in this way, you can express a value for their own health and happiness. They have other things that they can do. Do the things that you know how to do. It's a way of expressing honor. Even a simple, is there anything I can do to help? So, we can show them honor by showing them thankfulness and gratefulness. Second way is we can tell them what makes them special. What is especially good about your mom? What makes your mom an awesome lady? Some of you might be thinking, well, don't they already know? Probably not. You probably know it better than they do. Do you know some of the most compassionate people I have ever met? For example, some of the most compassionate people that I know think in themselves they're frustrated and they're guilty because they think they're selfish. They would benefit from someone saying, you are the most compassionate person I've ever known. Even though you think it's obvious that they know it, they may not. And even if they did know, it's nice to hear it. There is an old husband's tale, certainly not a wife's tale, because wives know better than this. But there's an old husband's tale that mothers, and particularly strong mothers, don't need encouragement or kind words. It just isn't true. Because they're like anybody, sorry, I lost my place. Because they're like anybody else. Moms are like anybody else. Everyone enjoys kind words. Everyone is encouraged by kind words. Everyone is built up by it. Everyone needs to know what they excel at. And it's the strong moms that actually have the ability to keep on going, even though nobody ever told them what a good job they're doing. And that doesn't mean they don't appreciate it. That doesn't mean it doesn't help them. So unless your mom is a robot, then, and she's not, then she will benefit from kind words of encouragement that tell her what makes her special, what makes her an awesome mom. I'm going to give you an assignment. If you haven't signed her Mother's Day card already, you can do this on their Mother's Day card. If you have already signed the Mother's Day card, then you're going to have to find another creative way to tell her. Find some things that you haven't told her. Ask yourself, what it is about your mom that made you such an awesome person? I say that again because I probably didn't say what you thought I was going to say. Mom made you what you are. All the good stuff came from mom. There's things about you that make you an awesome person. What was it in your mom that made you such an incredible person? Think about it, and you'll begin to discover things about your mom that are really incredible. She must have done something right. This is, by the way, is one part of my personal recipe for happy family relationships. If it's a good trait, your parents probably had something to do with it, and be grateful to them for it. If it's a fault, don't look for who to blame. Do you know that you're not going to get cured of that fault by finding out who you think's responsible for it? How are you going to get cured from it? To let God expose the lie to you and to let him cure you from it. So don't get bogged down in who you think was responsible for it's a fault. Just go to God and let him help you get cured. But if it's a good thing, it's probably come in part from your parents, and be grateful to them for what they did. So the assignment is to think with this in mind about what made your mom such an incredible person, and just to tell her. Write it in that Mother's Day card. Maybe you can add it to it if you haven't given it to her yet. Be thankful. Tell them how special they are and what makes them special. The third one is treat them like ladies. I know that means stuff like open doors for them. Carry heavy loads for them. Yeah, we talked about bringing in the groceries, as an example. Treating them like ladies is a way of showing honor. And it says something about us, the one who we're treating them with honor. Because honorable people treat other people with honor. Don't talk harshly to them. Do you know it's different talking to a teenage friend than it is talking to your mom? It has a whole different impression. You can maybe get by with saying to your teenage friend, I can't believe you said that. That was so rude. But it's going to make a completely different impression if you say that to your mom. You look awful today. Please. I mean, you can say that to your teenage friends. Don't say that to your mom. What's the matter with you? Can't you pick it up yourself? Are your legs broken? You can say that to your teenage friends. That's dishonoring to say that to your mom. They don't sound the same. They just don't have the same effect. Don't talk harshly to them. It's a way of treating them as ladies. Protect them from the mean and dishonest people in the world. It's another way of treating mom like ladies. Gentlemen, guys, young and old, our job is to protect the ladies, and we protect them from the mean and dishonest and people in the world. You know that ladies that don't have to fight with men have enough emotional energy to make home a special place. And that's why we want to protect them from all that. Do the dirty stuff, guys. Do the dirty stuff. Sweep the patio, pull the weeds, carry the dead battery from the car to the trunk. Move the fertilizer out of the trunk into the backyard. Kill the bugs. Isn't that a good guy thing to do for mom, for sister? Kill the bugs and clean them up when you get done killing the bugs. Clean up the mess from the stomach flu. You know what? On diapers, I'm right in the middle on this one. It kind of feels like it should be in the list, but I still haven't worked that one out completely. Guys, this is your first practice in standing up for women and the women in your life and treating them like ladies. It's okay to be protective of mom. It's a good thing. It's okay to be protective of your sisters. It's a good thing. If you're a young man, it's a good way to practice. It's a good way to start out, because if you have never experienced being protective of a lady in your life, then your wife is going to have to teach you, and that will be hard. And young ladies, you probably already know this. If you want to know how a young man is going to treat you if you're his wife, watch how he treats his mother. How many of you young ladies have already heard that? See that, guys? Asmira's already heard it. All right. So, guys, the young ladies are watching how you treat your mom. And the young ladies' moms are watching how you treat your mom. Because if the young ladies haven't heard of it, their moms have. No, but it's because it's true. Learn to treat your mom like a lady. And it's the first lady in your life that you're going to get that experience with. It's a way of showing honor. And it says something about you, what you're made of, what you're like. Honorable people find it easy to show honor to people. The fourth thing I have and how we can show them honor is make them look good. Do you know that part of showing honor towards somebody is to guard their reputation? To guard their appearance and how people perceive them? Make them look good. You can make them look good by doing things and then giving them credit, for example. Here's a really, hopefully it's not too silly example, but you remember in this Joseph play, that's how they made Pharaoh look good? It was a way of showing honor. It was all joke, but you did good stuff and give greater the credit. That's how you win his favor, right? That's how you show him honor for a position. But in the real life, in a serious way of showing honor, there's actual truth in that. We will show honor to people by giving them credit for things that we did, letting them take it. Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do these things. This is how a queen is honored. This is how kings are honored. The people that care about them will guard their reputation. And they, in fact, they will give them credit for doing what they have done. Say, for example, that your brother has cleaned up the bathroom and has tried honestly to do his best. And mom came by for an inspection, and he had a bad result. And let's say that she said something like, "That's the worst job of cleaning a bathroom I've ever seen." And rather than saying to your brother to help him feel better, "I can't believe she said that to you." How about something like, I'm sure she didn't mean it was the very worst one she'd ever seen. She just meant it wasn't finished, or that there was more to do. And do you see the difference? And don't jump on the other side against your mom. Guard her reputation and her appearance. Watch out for her. There's a story in the scripture which I thought through all the stories that might be appropriate here, and there's several of them. They're all about guys. So I hope this one will work for you. But it's a perfect example, really, of guarding someone's reputation and as a way of showing honor. Do you remember the story of Noah after the flood and after the sacrifice and everything, and they planted the vineyard, and he drank a little too much of the new wine from the vineyard, and he fell asleep and forgot to get dressed, or get half-dressed. And one of his sons named Canaan came in and found him there laying on top of his bed and exposed, and he went out, and rather than covering him up, he went out and told his brothers. You should see Dad in the tent. The two other brothers never did see his dad in the tent because they went in backwards and covered him up. They covered up it was a way of showing honor to their dad. Even though he'd done something dumb, they covered up the mistake. And they would have, I'm sure, if they had been the first one to see, they would have covered up and nobody else would have known. It was a way of showing honor. Do you see this principle? I don't know if we had ever thought of it. But covering someone's flaws is a way of showing honor to them and helping them to have a good reputation. There's plenty of other examples. You might remember that. Oh, that story ended, is that the two brothers who showed him honor received a blessing from him, from Noah, and the other one, his name was Canaan, didn't. He got a curse, and things kind of went down for Canaan from then. It is a biblical principle that we honor people for what God has given them. We honor them for position, for their responsibility, for their abilities, for their wisdom, for their strength, for their physical ability, for their beauty, for their wealth. Whatever God has given them, it's a biblical principle that we honor them for that, and that we honor them even if they have other traits that aren't so honorable. We don't honor them because we found them to be the most perfect person we've ever seen. We honor them because of the biblical principle to look for the gold inside of them and to bring it out and to honor that thing that God has given them. We put ourselves in a position to receive from a person when we're willing to honor them. You put yourself into a position that you can receive from your mom when you choose to honor her. You honor her for her wisdom, you put yourself in a position that you can receive from her wisdom. If you honor her for her talents or her abilities, you put yourself in a position that you can receive from it, that you can learn from what she has. And it's a biblical principle, and it's a benefit to us from honoring. It isn't the reason that we do it. It's just the benefit of it. The Bible teaches us to honor our heroes in spite of their faults. Do you know that there are lots of failings in the heroes' lives in the Bible? There's lots of failings of Abraham. Stan was talking about it just a few weeks ago. And Jacob and Moses and David and Samson. But we honor these people because this Bible honors them. And we honor them for what God did in their lives or for what he did with them. And so in spite of the fact that we live in a time when our culture has forgotten how to honor, we can be honorable people by honoring the ones in our lives, and we can start with moms, and we can show them honor. Fifth way to show them honor, give them stuff. Give them gifts. You can give them cards, flowers, kitties. Got a kitty? Yeah, they got a new kitty over there, I heard. Olivia. Was it Olivia? Ah, that's nice. If you give them kitties, they might let you play with it. give them whatever thoughtful things that they like. Make them tea in the morning or coffee. Make them, make them brownies or strawberries if they're on a diet, which most moms seem to be on a diet. Make them whatever simple thing that they like. Give them useful things. You can give them crock pots and blenders and coffee machines and mixers, and they might make stuff for you. Give them pretty stuff. You know, it's okay, sons, to give your mom jewelry, to give your mom fancy pens and purses and pretty stuff. Dad can give you some recommendations, maybe even. Give them your time and your service. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Fix their phones so they can do stuff with it. They can play music and take pictures. They can do Facebook and Pinterest or whatever they do. They can read the Wall Street Journal, whatever they do on their phone. You fix it. You can do chores. Do you know the best answer when mom asks, did you do your chores today or this week, is they're all done. How many times have you answered, they're all done, instead of, I'll do that. Oh, good. Three. Okay. That's the best answer. They're all already done. Shock her by asking out of the blue if there is anything you can do. You can hang around when there are things to do. You can keep your little corner of the house clean and maybe some other corners too. Give them stuff. And give that includes your time and your help. One more way of showing honor, listen. Really listen and consider what they have to say, considering them to be wise counselors in your life. Honor moms by actually listening with an open mind to their advice. When you're young, sometimes it's really more of an explanation of why they're telling you to do what you have to do. And you may not have a choice, yes or no, to do what they say. But you can still listen to the explanation with an open mind to try to understand the wisdom that's behind it. When you grow up, it is actually advice, and you will actually have the choice to do or not do what they recommend. An open mind means that you're going to clear away the prejudice and listen to the idea with the assumption that it's a good one. Those kind of long words. I'll try it again. It means that you're going to listen to what mom says, assuming that what you're about to hear is a really good idea. You're going to allow mom to change your mind. There aren't that many people in our lives that we actually allow to do that. You're going to allow your mom to make you feel insecure of your decision if you decide to do what she didn't recommend. And maybe insecure is the wrong word about it. You're going to allow her to make you question it. If she recommends you to do something different than what you were going to do, you give her the honor of thinking, you know what? She's been around a lot more than I have. I really need to think about this again because she could be right. Honor them by listening carefully to what they are saying. Look at them when they talk to you. Put down the phone. This is the modern day equivalent of put down the newspaper, put down the pencil and look. Put down the phone, put down whatever you're doing and look at them and listen. Don't interrupt when they're talking. And if they start talking, you stop talking. It's a way of showing honor. What if the wisest person in the room starts talking and you happen to be carrying on another conversation? You would stop, right? It's just a way of showing honor when they start talking. What if you're an athlete, you're a runner, you're a ball player, you're a swimmer, diver, or whatever, and your hero happens to be sitting down to dinner with you that day. And you're carrying on conversations with the other friends, and your hero starts to say something about what it was like to be in the Olympics or what it was like to compete in this worldwide competition or whatever they did. Wouldn't you stop to listen? It's a way of showing honor because, oh, wait, what they're going to say, I really want to hear because it could make a difference in how I perform, in you know, in what I do. This is the way of showing honors to moms, because what they're about to say can make a real difference in our life. When they're talking to you, look at them. Hold up your head, don't look at the ground, look at them. Focus on what they're saying and what it means to you. Make sure you understand it. Allow yourself to be taught, and just like I said before, allow them to be a person in your life that you will let make you question what you're going to do. I know some of you might think, after I listed all of this, how am I ever going to remember it all? I didn't even take notes. This is not really that hard, you know, really. It's not that hard. I just sat down and wrote it out of my head. We know how to honor people in general. It's pretty much stuff that we all have done before. We all know. We all know how to treat someone this way. We all know that moms are honorable. We just sometimes forget. We forget what it means. None of this is something that you wouldn't do for one of your heroes or for someone else that you're showing honor to in your life. But moms are our heroes. At least they should be. And it's worth the effort to make them feel special and to show them honor. Let's pray. Thank you, Father. You are so good. We bless you this morning. We lift you up, and we bless the moms that are here in this room. They're such a gift to us. They're such a blessing to us. And we pray that you would bless them today, and you would make today a wonderful day for them, and that you would allow our simple attempts at showing honor to them to build them up and encourage them. And Father, that you would show them in their spirits what you think of them, because you love every single one of them, and you've watched all of the things they've done in the quiet and in secret. You know, and you know their hearts. I pray that you would just encourage them and build them up. Pray that you would bless our time of fellowship and pizza this morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. There's not pizza, but I believe in faith that it's